Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe, Jeff Boyd here.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
How are you? All right. Hey, I got a mailing in the mail, something about a business loan or something with you guys.
Okay. Did you have a reservation code there?
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
2311.
Okay.
2311-3501-0008-4182.
All right, give me a second there. All right. Yeah, and you said that this is Jeff, right? Jeffrey Boyd?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, great. All righty. And is this the best number to reach you on if we get disconnected?
Yeah, 918-617-0266.
Perfect. And I don't have it on file here. What's the name of your business, Jeffrey?
Boyd Construction.
Boyd Construction.
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah, so let me just confirm some information. I'm just going to confirm some information real quick, and then I'll answer any questions you have, all right?
Yeah, before we get... We'll go ahead. What do you need?
I just want to confirm some information real quick. I have billing address down as 427-504 East 1100 Road, Checotah, Oklahoma, 74426.
Yeah, it's Shakota, yeah.
Oh, Shakota. Okay. And as far as your business structure goes, are you guys sole prop? Are you guys incorporated, LLC?
Sole proprietorship, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been in business there, Jeff?
I started in mid-90s.
Okay, so mid-90s. You've been in business about 25 years?
Yeah, off and on, yes.
Okay, got you. Yeah, if you can kind of tell me what you're looking to do there, I can point you in the right direction here as far as our programs go.
Well, I mean, what kind of programs you got to offer? I mean, is this a cash advance type deal, or what are we looking at?
So we have a few different programs. We have equipment programs, working capital loans, traditional, you know, like 1 to 3 year working capital program. We have lines of credit, that sort of thing. Were you looking for some equipment for the business? Were you looking for some capital, cash flow?
Yeah, I mean, I may be looking into some equipment soon and also cash flow. I've got a pretty sizable job right now I'm fixing to get into with the state, but
okay.
You know, that's the reason I was asking what kind of deals you guys do, because yes, I'm looking at some equipment right now. I mean, if that's something you do, I'd be willing to look at that. And then as far as operating cash, how would you do that, like a line of credit or what?
Yeah, so we have lines of credit. Not everyone gets approved for that. We also have like our 1 to 3 year working capital program, where it's a loan. We free up about 10-15% of your gross annual sales. You know, it's great for like upcoming projects like you have there. Well, let me ask you this: were you looking to bring on the capital first or the equipment? As we have two different programs there.
Probably both.
Both at the same time, right, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of equipment were you looking at, Jeff?
Well, I'm looking at a skid steer, a backhoe, and a little drilling. I don't know if you're familiar with the little drilling rigs, like the Ditch Witch.
Okay, drilling rig.
You know, that like bores under driveways and stuff, roads.
Oh, got you. Okay. And are you looking to bring that all on at once? Or?
Yeah, I'm looking at the next three, probably the three pieces of equipment I name probably in the next month to 60 days. I'm going to bring that on board.
Okay. First off, what's the price tag on the skid steer?
You know, I hadn't got all the numbers right here with me today, but it's somewhere around 62,000.
Okay. How about like the backhoe, and just like a ballpark figure?
Around 80, probably.
Okay, and finally the drilling rig there. How much is that gonna cost you?
But I hadn't got the quotes back on it yet. But, you know, I don't know. The two prices I just gave you was new prices.
Okay, so those are both
new
equipment. Okay.
And the drilling rig, I'm waiting on new prices versus maybe this one, you know.
Okay, got you. So still
and thinking. To be honest with you, I hadn't really found it, but my guess is somewhere around $100,000 on it.
Okay. And are these all new pieces of equipment for your business? Are you replacing old existing equipment?
Well, I'm replacing the old. I'd sold off a backhoe and stuff. So.
Okay. All right. And as far as some operating capital for you, how much were you thinking about bringing on?
Probably $100,000 or a little less.
Okay. And let me ask you a few questions here. So 50 to 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a few questions here. What did the business do gross annual sales last year? If you could just ballpark it.
Probably 260,000 to 280,000.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, gotcha. I've stayed small for a long time, you know, but. The jobs I'm getting into is a little bit bigger and bigger, you know.
Nice, yeah. I'm trying to get some expansion.
I've got a 300,000, probably 370. I think it's $372,000 project I'm fixing to sign a contract on with the state. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. How's your personal credit?
Where are you guys out of?
Our main office, we're here in San Diego, Southern California.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, you know what's funny is my brother actually works with a company out here called Boyd Remodeling, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and they do. Yeah, I'm not joking. My brother does. It's pretty funny.
Maybe my long lost info.
Yeah, it could be. You never know. So you got this big project coming up. How would you define your personal credit?
Oh, I mean, I guess it's good. I bought a couple new cars last year.
Okay.
I mean, I do business with a local bank too, but I'm just trying to get out there to, you know, maybe some better funding. I mean, I've got credit, to answer your question, I've got credit. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how you rank the score, but I'd say it's good or average or I don't know how you say it. I'll be honest with you, my score is about 700. How about that?
Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty good. It's above average. About 700. Okay. All right. Yeah. Definitely like to see what we can do for the business. So, are you looking to bring on... Are you looking for the capital to start off with to get this job going? Or are you looking for the equipment, or are you trying to bring it on at the same time? What's your plan here?
Definitely capital in the next few days. If I can't, you know, do it in the next few days with somebody like you guys, I'm gonna just do it with my local bank here in town.
Yeah, we could definitely.
I'm looking at doing this. Job I'm discussing with you. I'm looking at kicking it off here in probably about a week.
Okay, starting in about a week. Okay, great.
You know, it's something I need to move pretty quick on, put that way.
Yeah, and just to kind of tell you what I think you qualify for, you know, I'm not sure we'd be up in the $100,000 range. I think maybe around like $30,000 to $50,000 is something we could do for you. Is that something that would help you out there?
Yeah, if you get me $30,000 or $50,000, yeah.
Yeah, and what that could do is you know, we offer like both programs, the working capital and the equipment financing. So what we could do is, you know, start you off with some capital, get your foot in the door with us, you know, get the relationship started, and then, you know, help you bring on that skid steer and backhoe when the time comes. That way you'll have, you know, you'll have that relationship in place. Yeah, so I'd definitely like to see what we can do for the business. We just look at a few items here to get the ball rolling. I definitely think we can get you into one of our good programs here, you know, because you have, you know, a good time in business. You know, 20 years is a long time. You have, you know, good credit, and definitely think we have something for you here.
I've always stayed small, you know.
Yeah, well, it sounds good. You're bringing on a big project. It sounds, you know, sounds like things are on the up and up. So, Yeah, what we can do here is I can get you an approval pretty quickly. You know, we can definitely get you funded within the week if need be. But yeah, just to get you an approval or a proposal worked up for you, what we'll do is we'll look at a one-page application. We'll look at 6 months' bank statements.
Yeah.
And then just the first page of your tax return or the Schedule C there for the sole prop if you have access to that. And yeah, we'll get you an answer. I'm sorry?
I'd have to look it up. Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, we could, or even if you don't have 2015, you know, we can roll with 2014. It's just that first page we look at, and we could really just get things started with just the one-page app and the bank statements and get you an answer there. So, yeah, is there a good email address to send that off to you at there?
Yeah, CHECBOYD@AOL.com.
All right, so I have a CHECBOYD@AOL.com?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, what I'll do is I'll shoot you off the one-page application, and then you'll have all my contact information there on file, and you get that document.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, you'll have my direct phone number there and our fax number. If you decide to fax it, you can email or fax over the documents. And, you know, as soon as you send it back over, I'll go to work on it, and we'll hopefully work something up for you there, something that's going to work for the business. Yeah. Do you have any other
questions? I'll try to get it out.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said I'll try to get it out here in a little while. You know?
Yeah, definitely. I'll get that email sent out to you in the next, like, 10 minutes or so. And my other question, any current loans with the business right now?
No.
Okay, great.
I've got a few personal loans myself, but I got a credit line at my local bank, but I don't own nothing on it.
Great. Sounds good. Yeah, it was nice speaking with you, Jeff. I'll get that email sent off to you there in the next 10 minutes or so, and you get that stuff back into me. We'll get you an answer in a day, and see if it works for the business. All right.
All right, man.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Call me if you have any questions. Yeah, you too. We'll be in touch soon. It was nice speaking with you.
Now you're gonna email your phone number and stuff, right?
Yeah, it'll be there towards the bottom of the email. There, you'll have my direct contact line here. All righty, sounds good, Jeff.
Right.
We'll talk soon,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
You got it. Bye.